Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it a dream or was it something else? One woman finds herself rather disturbed after having caskets show up in her dreams.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost story with us, we would love to hear it. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss any of our episodes. Put out tons of ghost stories for you every single day. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What is going on?
Have you had dreams with caskets in them? Because I have not. I don't think I've dreamt of caskets before.
I had a dream. This was a long time ago. I was a kid. And I dreamt that I was in the casket, in the ground, and I could hear like the dirt being, you know, thrown on the top, and it was as it was being, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and I felt it go down too. Like I felt the, like, you know, the little elevator thing or whatever, they get it down there. I felt that too. I could hear like the mechanical, whatever it is that I would assume goes with that. I don't know. I heard the mechanical sound and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm getting buried, but I was dead in the dream. It was more like consciously dead. It wasn't like I'm getting buried alive. It was, oh, this is weird.
Oh, wow.
I must be dead.
How did you react to it? Do you remember, like, when you woke up, how freaked out were you?
It was weird. It's one that stood out to me because I remember it 20 some years later, maybe 30 some years later now. And it made an impact. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't scary. It was just weird.
Wow, I don't know how I would deal with that.
It was almost like I was at peace with it. I don't know. It was just weird.
Oh.
And I don't know. And thinking of it on the outside here, I would not be at peace with that if I was, but I don't know. It's like I was okay.
I don't know. Before the podcast, we were talking about going to bed early. So maybe you're actually at a point now where you would be at peace with it, like eternal sleep.
Exactly.
Would be nice right about now.
I'd be good. I'd be really good with that right now. But yeah, I don't know. It was a weird one. I don't know. I'm sure there's meaning when they show up in your dreams, maybe. I mean, when you're a kid, I think it was just more a weird, you know, probably just a horror or something. But I don't know. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to the caller.
Hi, this is Dana from Ohio. But I'm just going to take you back a little bit. In 2004, my stepfather on Halloween and I got in a huge fight. And it was stupid. It was over the television. He was drunk. I was home. I was typically his scapegoat. So we just got in a big fight. I went back to my bedroom, probably left that evening because it was Halloween, and that was that. So that evening, I had a dream of my stepfather. First off, the dream starts, I'm in a parlor, like a funeral home, and I'm seeing family and friends, and everybody's walking around, and I'm standing in front of a coffin, a blue one. I'm just kind of taking in the scenario, wondering whose funeral am I at? This is kind of weird. So I look at the coffin, or whatever you call it, the casket. There's my stepfather laying inside the casket. He's dressed up, looks nice. And I thought to myself, it wasn't necessarily looking at him and seeing him in the coffin that made me weird or anything, but it was the feeling of not having any emotion for him. Like, at that time, I didn't have any emotion that he was dead in a coffin. It was just, well, he's dead in a coffin. So I woke up that morning and I thought, you know what, that was pretty shitty. I wonder why I had a dream like that and just didn't have any emotion. And I kind of left that feeling kind of like, well, you know, life's too short. Maybe you should make your amends, tell him you're sorry and move on. So I went to work the next day, worked a half day at a vet clinic, and I got a call at 12 that my stepfather had passed away at home. He was home with my brother, and it was a massive heart attack. So he was 41 years old. And you know, it's funny, is that guy, I swear to you, he knew he was going to die early. He would tell my mom all the time, you know, when I leave this world, don't worry, your mom's going to be taken care of. And he always made comments about dying before, you know, way young. And I guess he had some accidents in his life where he felt like he should have died. He never did. And he just kind of carried that with him. It was 2004. I was 21. He was dead. It was just an awkward situation. I like thought to myself, you know, I just had a dream about him the night before in a coffin or a casket. How in the heck is it possible that he's dead? So I had some guilt with that, thinking, oh God, did I self-fulfill, like prophesize this? I don't even know. Anyways, so that was my first experience with him passing away, even before he was dead. About a week later, after his funeral, I had another dream. And this is weird. I wake up in the morning. My mom's making breakfast. I walk by him to ask Mike a question. And there he is sitting at the computer like he normally did on the weekends, doing fantasy football stuff. And he just glances at me and just looks at me. And I just remember him looking like he was in peace. He was peaceful. I told him, I said, Mike, you're not supposed to be here. And he just looked at me and just shook his head, just nodded it. And I said, what are you doing here? And he gave me that look like, now you know I can't tell you, but he didn't say anything. And I said, are you in a good place? Are you in heaven? And he shook his head, yes. I just felt like he was saying bye to me. And I don't know if that was just me wanting to tell him bye because I wasn't able to and felt guilty the day we got in the fight and then him passing away the day after. I don't know, but that was pretty crazy. And I woke up that morning feeling like he really did. Like, everything about him was him. But he was peaceful. And he, the moment that I've known that man, there was not a peaceful thing about him. I mean, he was an alcoholic and he had anxiety issues. And he was always uptight. But he was at peace. So that told me something. Yeah, that hit me pretty hard. But anyways, kind of going with that story, I've called in with that story before. I haven't heard it aired before. Interesting enough, yesterday obviously was October 31st and today is November 1st. And this is like what, the 2004, 2018, 12-year anniversary of him passing away. And this past couple of weeks, I'm not lying. I promise you, I'm not making this up. We have a downstairs basement that is, it's totally modeled. It's got carpet and bedrooms and a bathroom down here in the laundry room. I was down in the laundry room doing laundry. And this is kind of funny because I'm very anal about turning off lights because Mike was such an asshole about turning off lights. He budgeted his money, and if you didn't leave a room without turning off a light, he would get on you and ground you. So I was kind of anal growing up, turning off lights when you leave a room. So doing laundry downstairs, get my stuff done, walk up the stairs. I always turn the lights off. So I walk up the steps, and I swear to you, I remember turning the lights off. I come up the steps, put my laundry down, walk by the door again, and the light is on down the basement. And I think to myself, what the heck? And I ask the girls, why did you go downstairs and not turn off the light? We didn't go downstairs. Well, the light's on. Well, I guess I didn't turn it off. So I turned it off and did my business. Same thing happened a couple days later with the light. Same situation, go downstairs, do the laundry, walk upstairs, make sure I turn the lights off. And then I walk past the door, and the lights are on. So I think, oh, that's weird. I swear I just turned the light off. But you know, you kind of rub it off sometimes as a mom thing. Sometimes you think you do things and you really don't. You just got so much on your mind. Didn't think much of it. So last night when we got back from trick-or-treating with the kids, I put the girls to bed. They're wore out. I get ready for bed. I'm doing my rounds, turning lights, locking doors. Go past the kitchen, turn off the kitchen light. There are two lights in the kitchen, but the one light was on. I turn it off. And I remember this because I remember using my iPhone to turn on the flashlight to go back to bed. I go lay down. I plug my phone into charge. And I'm looking over at the door, and there's a light on somewhere in the house because there's light in the hallway. So I get back up, look out in the hallway, and sure as shit, the light on in the kitchen is on. I swear to you, I feel like it was Mike, like, joking with me or something. I don't know. It was definitely a sign. And it is kind of emotional because I have been thinking about him a lot since I've been listening to the show. And even though him and I really didn't get along real well, he was still a big part of my life as a kid growing up, and he did the best he could with what he had. But I thought I'd just share that story, and I just think it's really interesting. I can picture him just laughing his ass off of me living or leaving the basement and turning that light back on, you know?
Thank you for sharing that story with us. What are your thoughts on all that?
It almost does seem like she had some sort of premonition dream, you know, seeing him in the coffin and all that kind of stuff and him passing away the next day. Mm-hmm. That's got to be really weird. I've got a good friend of mine who will just wake up and just have the knowledge that somebody has passed. And 3 times since I've known her, she has known that somebody has passed. And it's people that we know, but it's people that she and I know, but yeah, that we haven't thought about for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really kind of freaky. I also think that this could be a little bit of a good lesson in life where hopefully when you pass on, you set aside all the bullshit that you've carried along in your life, whether that's relationship problems with somebody or shit that you did in your life you wish you didn't. Hopefully you're able to kind of let that all go. Mm-hmm. And if there's some truth to what she's saying, and yes, her stepfather was coming back to turn that light on just to mess around with her. I mean, to me, that's kind of a good ending to that whole story.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for sharing this story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, if you want access to the bonus episodes and all that, check us out on Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online or on Apple Podcasts. Our premium channel is there for you as well. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.